Time now for a small business update, and it's brought to you by Grasshopper. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a local or toll-free number or bring your own. See how it works at grasshopper.com. Donald Trump's upset election victory caused shockwaves among many traditional politicians who realized that a chunk of American voters, many white, working class, felt left out. The same realization is causing companies to re-examine what they do to ensure an inclusive workplace. Wall Street Journal reporter John Simons says a new political era has corporate diversity chiefs rethinking their roles. John, explain.
As we've all seen with this election, there was an incredible amount of kind of divisiveness throughout the country. And often this divided us along kind of not only political ideologies, but along gender lines and along race and culture lines. So it caused a lot of these diversity officers, chief diversity officers, to think about how they go forward and possibly rethink what it means to be a diverse institution and what it means to work on inclusion. And what they're thinking is that maybe, you know, broadly what they're thinking is that maybe inclusion ought to mean including people who come from a diverse set of socioeconomic backgrounds as well, because as we saw during the election season, there are many white working class men and women who are feeling kind of left out of the opportunities and so forth, you know, presented by the U.S. economy today.
The one point in your story I thought was interesting, when this one woman you talked to said leaders have to recognize that some workers may resent or feel excluded by diversity efforts. So, I mean, yes. Anybody provide an example? Like what does that mean? Like, it sounds like some corporate diversity chiefs are saying, hey, you know what, there's too many white people in this group, or there's not enough minorities working in this department, right? I mean, it sounds weird.
Particularly, I talked to academic researchers about that point. There are a lot of people who are kind of taking a critical look at the language and messaging of diversity within organizations. And there are some who even believe that the language of inclusion may exclude, not on purpose, but may communicate exclusion.
Yeah.
And so they're thinking about how they can be more broadly inclusive.
Do they come up with any answers?
Well, you know, in practical terms, some of these chief diversity officers are saying that they are, you know, they now are kind of inviting white men into conversations with some of these like corporate affinity groups, like, you know, the African American sort of workers groups or the Latino corporate affinity group. They're actively inviting white males into these groups to air their concerns.
Yeah.
Their workplace concerns, and taking those and letting everyone know in the group to let's take these concerns seriously, hear these people out, and not assume that every white male is a member of the, you know, the privileged class.
Thanks, John. John Simons from the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, how about this from a liberal arts school in Pennsylvania, the Elizabethtown College Democrats? A campus political group has launched a project to raise awareness about what it means to live with white privilege. They're encouraging students to wear a white puzzle piece pin to encourage people to give further thought about how racial identity affects their lives.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.